A word for you from John chapter 6 verses 51 to 53. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. This was a hard saying for the Jews around him. They were very offended. They were grumbling at this. Even his disciples, we read in verse 61, were grumbling about this very same statement. It was a hard thing for them to understand. And oh, may the Holy Spirit illuminate and shine on us the beauty of this, the offer, the invitation by God. For if Jesus says that he is the bread and that we should eat of him, then it is an invitation to eat and to consume the Lord Jesus. It's also an implication that he comes into us, because what we eat becomes part of us. It goes into every cell in the body. And so when Jesus speaks in verse 53 about eating the flesh of the Son of Man and drinking of his blood, it is an invitation. It's not something to offend. The Jews accused him of a cannibalistic idea, something that was deeply offensive to the Jews, because they totally misunderstood. They were blinded to the glory of this, that Jesus himself is the offer. He is the one who gives himself, and eternally, it wasn't just for that time, but he is the bread even today. UJesu useyi sinkwa sokuphila nanamhlanje, sidinga ukuthi simudle yena. Futhi siphuze igazi lakhe, which means taking the Lord into ourselves, focusing on him, not just on the religion of Christianity. It's not just on the forms and the rituals of the faith, but it is a personal relationship with Jesus so close that he enters into us. And it is also a daily thing, because bread we eat daily. It is not just once and for all, but it is a daily experience. The blessing of it, we can enjoy the Lord Jesus today and forever.